chapter 15, three parables that we looked at, the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the prodigal son. And again, the topic was the lost and the found. We're taking a different approach today, looking at a short passage in Luke chapter 18, and lesson writer here calls it the proud man and the sinner. Proud man being the Pharisee and the sinner being this publican. But before I get myself into complete trouble, we'll go ahead and read the passage here. So, if you will, turn to Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. Verses 9 through 14, and we'll come back and look at it in more detail. Luke 18, verse 9. Also, he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Verse 13. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you this, man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be abased, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So the main kind of juxtaposition we see here in this parable is pride versus humility. And when I was thinking about it, I said, well, you know, how do you even talk about pride without sometimes falling into a little bit of a trap of even sounding prideful yourself? So I'll try to avoid that, but if I get caught up in it, chime in your own pride or whatever and correct me. But it's a common problem. Pride is a common problem, and I think it's been interesting that when we see the Pharisees in any of these parables, that's one of their main problems, is kind of this prideful thing that they've got. They're prideful of their knowledge. They're prideful of their religion. They're prideful of their position. You know, just pride, pride, pride. And we see so much of that in just these verses here. And the other thing we're going to see is how this Pharisee trusted in himself, and more so than he trusted in God. And you can see that just in his brief prayer that he utters there in the temple. And then just kind of his disdain and his, you know, downright he despised this public. Now, to set some of the setting here a little bit, you know, we talked about the Pharisees. They were, you know, part of the ruling class of the Jews. Paul himself was a Pharisee. Other Pharisees are pointed out in the scriptures, but you know, they were kind of the elevated. They were the high and mighty religious people of the time. Now, against that, we see this publican or tax collector, depending on, you know, what phrase you want to use for. And we talked a little bit about the tax collector before. But basically, who they are is they are Jewish citizens who are employed by the Roman government to collect taxes from the people. Apparently, it was a pretty good gig for these guys. They were able to collect whatever taxes the Roman government said that they could collect from the people, and they also sometimes collected a little bit extra for themselves and pocketed it. So they were pretty much some of them became wealthy doing this. They were not held in high regard by either certainly by the Jews, the Romans. You know, back with that kind of as the background, let's take a look again at how the Pharisee approaches God as he comes into the temple. Now, it's interesting in verse 9, this is also, he spoke this parable to some who trusted themselves that they were righteous and despised others. That's the Lord addressed this parable to other Pharisees who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. So we have this example of the first Pharisee. So two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus, and here's a really interesting phrase here, with himself. So, the Lord is pointing out, this guy isn't even praying to God. He's just standing there making this pronouncement. He's kind of praying. He's praying with himself. And then look at his prayer. God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. So you can kind of see him standing there making this big pronouncement. He's kind of looking over and sees this tax collector over to the side there. I'm not even like this guy. And there's no evidence that this Pharisee was any of these things, and he said he wasn't. He wasn't an extortioner, unjust, an adulterer. But, again, he's justifying himself. He trusted in himself, that he was this righteous guy. He didn't do all these bad things. He could tick off three of them here, and then he could tick off another person as an unjust person. But he didn't do any of those things. And then he even further compliments himself. What a good guy, what an upstanding guy I am. In verse 12, I fast twice a week. Well, if you look at the scripture, they were only required to fast once a week during a certain time. But this guy took it upon himself to fast twice a week. So he was going above and beyond what was required of him. So he was extra special in his devotion to the law. He fasted twice a week. And the second thing he prides himself on, I gave tithes of all that I possess. And reading a little bit about this, the Jewish law was to give tithes regarding your income. But this guy, it would be like, if you pay taxes on what you own, not on what you earn. So I think that's kind of the implication here. Not only is this guy paying the tithes on what he's earned, he's also paying above and beyond. So, this guy is some kind of a good Pharisee. He's not only following all the law, he's going above and beyond, in both in his religiosity with his fasting and also in his contributions to his tithing. So, pride. He was so prideful in what he did, who he was, what he had accomplished. And I think when we see all these references here to the Pharisees and all this pride thing, I think it's a reminder to us, that we really need to be careful in our own individual lives on how we approach this matter of pride. When you look around at society, society really encourages this whole pride thing. Be the best you can be. And these poor kids, from the time they start in, I'll pick on public schools since I happen to be standing up there. From the time they start in the public schools, these little unique snowflakes, and everybody's wonderful, and they get this thing, beat into their heads from the time they're little kids of how unique and wonderful they are and things like that. And then some of us at some point end up with these young people in the workforce and, this kid here after 2 weeks thinks he should be the CEO, or maybe after 2 days should have been the CEO. So, again, not to pick on the young people. You know, pride is something that we all get caught up in. The whole thing about self-esteem. And, you know, I think if you look around, most of our observation would be now it's not generally a problem of lack of self-esteem. It probably in most cases goes the other way, that people tend to esteem themselves more than they should. And certainly this Pharisee certainly esteemed himself. And I think as we've looked at these parables, the Pharisees as a group have esteemed themselves. So I think there's a message there. That we have to be careful as Christians. We have to be careful as whatever group we associate with, is not to esteem ourselves above where we should. And, I'll let you make your own determination on that. But, it's a pride thing. And I think we really, really do have to be alert to it. We have to be aware of pride. We have to fight pride. And again, it's hard to talk about pride without even sounding a little prideful about it. So before I dig myself into a bit of a deeper hole here, I've attacked public schools and a couple other things already. So I'll open it up for anybody that has any comments on anything I've said or anything I've missed significantly when talking about the Pharisee. Are there any thoughts? Brother Mike. Lots of references to pride, and certainly the Pharisee, as he was praying, as I pointed out in verse 11, he was praying with himself. He wasn't even addressing God. So this was just kind of a public show. You can see he stood and prayed thus with himself. You can almost see him kind of trying to find a place of honor for him to be set apart by himself. So when people come in, they say, "Oh, there's a Pharisee up there." Through this prayer. So it's all about show with this guy, and justifying himself. So now let's look at the tax collector and how this publican who came into the temple, and even somebody probably wasn't doing their job if this guy was even able to get into the temple. But there were some of them that weren't even allowed into the temple. They were so despised by the gatekeeper at the temple. But anyhow, this guy gets in. Verse 13, and the tax collector standing afar off. So he's kind of assumed the looking for a place of prominence, standing afar off, would not even so much as raise his eyes to heaven. So he's complete, he goes in complete humility. You know, he won't even look up. You know, he understands his own sinfulness. And beats his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. So his prayer is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 words versus, you know, a couple verses we saw of the Pharisee, you know, kind of bragging about, you know, what a great guy he was. But the tax collector, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And I think in the Greek, it's actually the a sinner is the sinner, which encompasses all sinners. You know, God be merciful to me, the sinner. So, again, what a different comparison you see there between the Pharisee and the publican. Now, the Pharisee, you know, in all these things he brought out, he was trying to make God his debtor. You know, like, you know, I do all these great things. You know, I do this fasting, I do this tithing and stuff like that. It's kind of like, if you do all these things, then God owes you something. So that's the kind of the attitude that the Pharisee has as he goes in there. But the publican comes in there with a complete different attitude. He's got this personal sense of sin. He knows the sin that's within him. And I think, you know, that's the way we need to approach God, you know, knowing that we are sinners, that the sin is within us, and every time we come to the Lord, we need to acknowledge that personal sense of sin. And every now and then, you know, I'll be thinking along or something, and it'll hit me. It's, oh, that's a simple thought. You know, it's a, probably had that same experience. You know, just when you think you reach some level, you know, you're brought down to where you are. You are a sinner. It's so easy to stand in that with a little bit of pride, but it's if you're aware of everything, you know, you'll be brought back down to where you belong, you know, in that part of the sinner. Now, Brother Mike also made the point, too far in that direction, so you know you don't want to be thinking of yourself completely, you know, but the focus always has to be on Christ. And I know Larry put up a slide when we were up there a couple weeks ago, not I but Christ. So that's got to be the focus of everything, is not I but Christ. So, and then we'll look at verse 14 again. And this is the Lord's evaluation of the Pharisee and the tax collector. Verse 14, I tell you, this man, that would be the publican, went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be abased, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So, just a warning that the Lord gives all of us, that, you know, if you start holding yourself up too high, to exalt yourself too much, you know, ultimately you will be abased. But he who humbles himself will be exalted. And there are quite a few scriptures that deal with that thought too. So I'll go ahead and open it back up again to any additional thoughts folks have. Let's see a number of hands up. Start with Brother George here.
Thank you.
thinking up this level, and we have to be down at this level. We